This is John in Yellow, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Greenville Drive-In 32, a destination for movies and music under the stars of the Northern Catskills since 1959. Seasonal programming information at drivein32.com or 518-966-2177.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Glen Falls House in Round Top, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Welcome to the video rental store in your mind.
Looking for something to watch, but feeling overwhelmed by all the options?
Feeling unsatisfied with all the boring, restrictive categories like romance and drama? Or
is moving right now. You are still showing up at the tomb of every Lazarus. Your voice is calling me out. And right now, I know you're able. And my
you can't. Yes, beloved. Yes, beloved, huh? I know. God never will lose a battle. How you doing out there this morning, beloved? I hope you're doing well. I hope you're doing very well. Good morning, Mr. Martin Randall. How are you doing?
I am doing well. I'm feeling in the holiday spirit.
Amen. Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about. You know, we are in the miracle season of Hanukkah and the Advent season of the coming of the Messiah of the world. And I'm just full of that joy, that miracle joy, that wonder that God performs, the signs that he gives us all around us. I'm excited about it too. And I thank God, hallelujah, that we're here together again. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. Yes, I am. And you are here where there is a bright side. Yes, there's a bright side somewhere. And it's right here on WGXC with me and our audio engineer extraordinaire, Mr. Martin Randall. We have some songs for you today. You know what we do. We have music with a message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And so that's what we do. That's where we're going. I've got lined up for you after that Never Lost a Battle song by Miss CeCe Winans. Mm-hmm. Got King of Glory, Mr. Todd Delaney featuring Shayna Wilson Williams. After that, do you hear what I hear? We're going way back with Gladys Knight and the Pips on that. Then we're going to Tidings of Comfort and Joy with Israel Houghton and New Breed. The Worship Medley, Light of the World with Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir featuring Nina Rivera. 1,000 Hallelujahs. Casey J's got that one. And Mr. Rascal Flatts, love him. A Strange Way to Save the World. Yes, beloved, we in the season. And Jesus is the reason for this season. Let us hear some Jesus music, some Jesus joy. Let us hear them tell the story. We're coming in next, the King of Glory. Hallelujah. Amen.
A star, a star.
Thank you.
so all the world would know the Savior sent from heaven, born that holy night, Jesus.
You are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Accra, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. We are listener-supported radio for open ears. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and we are here where there is a bright side. Bright side somewhere coming to you live from beautiful downtown Columbia County. And we've had music for the heart, the message, the mind, the soul.
God is great, so great, and we
what we bring. A thousand hallelujahs, our offering. A thousand hallelujahs, creation sings that God.
Yeah. taking him. 'Cause never in a million lives would he have dreamed of Bethlehem. And standing at the manger, he saw with his own eyes the message from the angel come to life. And Joseph said, why? I'm just a simple man of trade. Why him with all the rulers in the world? Why him inside this stable filled with hay? Why her? She's just an ordinary girl.
Hey, beloved, this is Pastor Kim back at you. And that was Mr. Rascal Flatts with A Strange Way to Save the World. I want to give snaps and claps to all of you who braved the weather, beautiful weather actually for this time of year, going out to the outdoor festivals and celebrations for the holy day seasons. People say holiday seasons, but let us be mindful that it is the holy season, and we are celebrating holy days in this month of December. One of those holy days is a celebration of the season of Hanukkah. Our Jewish brothers and sisters, and being a Judeo-Christian, also mindful of the event, the movement of God, the activity of God in antiquity, couple of hundred years, I think, before the Common Era or before the coming of Christ, where the Jews were able to reclaim Jerusalem and resurrect or rebuild the second temple. It's a celebration of 8 days and ending on the sixth this year. And it is a celebration also known as the Festival of Lights. And so, you know, our Jewish brothers and sisters get a pretty good deal on this one, because they give gifts for 8 days, have feasts for 8 days. And we certainly enjoy that with them as well. Holy days, the move of God, the activity of God, God who is on the side of the oppressed. The Jews celebrated. They were able to throw off the shackles of oppression of the Maccabeans and reclaim their rightful heritage, their rightful place. And here we are in the United States of America, this, what they call it, experiment of democracy. And we see Black African Americans also rising off to throw off the centuries of oppression that are still among us. Some people are fighting back, pushing back, trying to hold and stop that, wanting a different kind of a world they want to return to, where oppression of Black and other people was the norm and a more comfortable existence for them. But as the Bible tells us and shows us time and time again, that God does stand with the side of the oppressed. And so you can't stop that. You can't stop that. So, yes, this is a holy season. It's a season of celebrating, throwing off shackles and the liberation of the oppressed. Go into the season, and last Sunday was the first Sunday of Advent. And Advent Sunday, that first season, was the lighting of the first candle for Advent. Also the first lighting of the Hanukkah candles as well. Isn't that something? Look at God and how God will do it. And, you know, we were lighting and celebrating that Jesus has come to be the light of the world. That's what he said of himself. He self-defines himself, right? Defied, being defined by man and human imagination. Tick some people off. How dare he say that he is one with God? How dare he say that he has come to save the world from their sins? But here we are, thousands of years later, celebrating worldwide his birth. I'm excited about this season, beloved. And he came to be the light for the world, the light that casts out darkness. That light gives us hope and expectation, anticipation. Oh my goodness. And Advent season, yes, we are focusing on what Jesus came to do, what he brings us, looking at the virtues that Jesus espouses, love and joy and peace and hope. And some even say in those four candles, there's room for purity, to celebrate that he purifies us. His sacrifice cleanses us from the stain and the guilt and the shame of our sin, and allows God to look at us and see us redeemed and acceptable and pleasing in God's sight. And we're no longer strangers or foreigners or enemies or at odds with God, but we are able to be one with God and be one in his family. Oh my goodness, I love this season. There's no Easter without Christmas. Amen. Yes, beloved, we are celebrating the coming of the Messiah in this season. And you know the story of that, the glory of that story far outweighs and outshines the story of a fat guy, a fat white man, most times shimmying down a chimney to bring gifts to only the good little boys and girls. When the word of God, the truth of it, tells us that God so loved the world that while we were sinners, Christ died for us, the just for the unjust. Ah, hallelujah, beloved. I tell you, the story of Christmas itself is full of awe and wonder. We don't need to just rely on fables that are made up to manipulate children to be good, when none of us are really good. Yes, we want to do our best and do our better, but praise be to God, by the help of God through his son, that happens too. We don't have to bribe our children with Santa Claus stories when the truth of the scriptures of this season are so much more powerful. God showed his love for us that while we were yet sinners, Christ was born and died for us, is what the Apostle Paul tells the Roman church, and that's what God says to us today. So, beloved, as you are going into this season, and there's so many distractions to turn us away from the reasons for the season, let us be mindful and remember and use our opportunities, wherever they are and however many there may be, to pass along to the next generation the stories of this season, the miracles of to the Jews, the miracle given to the world that Yeshua, as prophesied, has come to save us from sin, the power of sin, the stain of it, the shame of it, the guilt of it. Oh, my goodness. The separation from a relationship with God. We celebrate all of that was taken care of when God showed how much he loved us on Christmas Day. This is my spiritual social commentary for today. And that's what I'm going to say. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. Yes, I am. And this is Pastor Kim. I am your perpetual optimist. And we have music here on WGXC with heart, the mind, the soul, the spirit in mind. Our next song continues to let the light shine on the reason for the season. This is by Kirk Franklin and family. Jesus is the reason. Be blessed, beloved. reason for the season. Don't you doubt it. My Lord, my God, I know too much about it. Listen, I'm getting ready to leave, but before I go, I want to say happy birthday to all you December birthdays. And listen, beloved, if you have a child, a family member, a coworker born on Christmas Day, don't you shortchange them. You get them a birthday gift and a Christmas gift. I'm an advocate, all right? Want to celebrate, acknowledge. I think most of, if not all, have passed on from us, the warriors at Pearl Harbor. Remembrance Day coming up this week on December 7th. So the family members that still remain who lost loved ones in those campaigns, we celebrate you, we think of you, we remember you, and we certainly thank God for our warriors who fight against oppression of people here and abroad. Also want to celebrate and remember this week, December 10th, Human Rights Day. Isn't that something? They had to pass a legislation to call our attention that we are all human and we all have the same rights. We're still working on that one, beloved, in this American experiment, right? But it is the will of God in Christ Jesus for us all to enjoy life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I'm Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. Yes, I am. And I'm getting ready to leave up out of here. But I want to say to you, no matter how gray the day, how dark the sky, the sun is still there. There is a bright side somewhere. You hang in there. Don't quit in the dip. Till we speak or meet again, God bless you. God loves you. I love you too. Praying for you. Peace. And this is Keith Wonderboy Johnson with Christmas Joy. We're going to leave you with that one on WGXC 90.7 FM Acra, Hudson, Catskill, New York. I am Pastor Kim, Overcomer Ministries International, and I'm out.
I've got Christmas joy in my soul. I've got Christmas joy down in my soul.